The Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. On that day, as the evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was, and the other boats were with him. A violent squall came up and the waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even the wind and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. Again, because of the scaffolding and that, we have to stay in one place. So if I bore you, sorry. Today the gospel is all filled with the very last line explains the gospel, and it also explains the first and second reading. Who is this whom even the wind and the sea obey? And when we focus on who is this, it goes all the way back to the first reading from Job, huh? And God is looking at Job and says, "Who are you that you're going to sit there and question me? Were you there when I started at the beginning and I said, the water will go no farther, this far and no farther?" And so the question is answered. Who is this who can stop the wind and the rain and the storm? And the answer is God. The God is in their midst. And Jesus looks at him and says, "Have you not yet the faith? Do you not yet have faith? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know it's going to be okay? Don't you know I'm here?" But before we even get to that, we got to start where it begins. And Jesus tells the apostles, "Let us go to the other side." And then they got in the boat and they went to the other side. They obeyed Jesus. So the first question we got to ask ourselves today is, are we doing the will of God right now at this part of your life? Because if you're doing your own will or doing your own thing, you're doing what you want to do, then God says, "Hey, great. You want to be God of your own life? I'll let you. I will let you be God. So when the storm comes, okay, God, take care of it. Don't come running to me. You're the God of your life. You're doing what you want. So when the storms of life come, you take care of the storm because you're God. You're taking care of your own life. You want to run your life? Please do. But when problems come, remember who's God of your life. You are." Huh? So the first thing I'm going to ask you today is, are you in charge of your life or is God in charge of your life? If you're in charge of your life, don't call God when the storms come because you're the God of your own life. So that's the first thing. Are you the God of your life? If not, it's a very simple thing. Yeah. It's a surrender. "Lord, I want to do what you command." Because you do realize God wants you to be happier more than you want to be happy. God wants to take care of you more than you could ever take care of yourself. God has a plan for your life. You can do what you want. He gave you free will. But he wants you to have peace. He wants you to have joy. He wants you to have happiness. And that comes from doing what he says, not what you say. So that's the first part. The second part is that when the storms of life do come and we're in the Lord and we've surrendered and we've let him take control of our life, then there's nothing to be afraid of. Do you ever sit there and go back in your life and think, "Wow, it must have been so great for the apostles. Jesus was right there in the boat. So when the storm came, they could say, 'Hey, Jesus, wake up, wake up. Hey, excuse me, there is a storm. Don't you care?'" You think they had it good, huh? We got it much better than the apostles. Jesus isn't in our boat. He's in our heart. He's in our bodies. He's in our lives. So in the midst of the storm of your life, whatever it happens to be, you can see the church is in a very big storm. It's a big chaotic moment. I'll tell you more about it after. But it's a humongous mess. It's just a mess. And it's going to get worse. Every one of us has some storms. It could have sickness. It could be a financial storm. It could be the death of somebody you love. It could be the anxiety of your family. It could be the anxiety of what's going to happen later. Every one of us here has some kind of storms we've got to deal with. I do. It seems like almost every day there's another storm. And we can either sit there and go crazy over our storms, and that's too often what I do. But we can remember, I'm not alone. Jesus Christ, who is God, lives in my heart. Today, Jesus Christ, who is God, will take up residence in little Robert John Brown. Jesus will live in Robert forever as we baptize him. That's the gift of the baptized. We're not playing a game with Christ, you know, I don't know if I believe in God or not, you know, he may or may not. It has nothing to do with that. This is the greatest reality that there is. That today, little Robert John, God will live inside of him forever. And there will never be a day that Robert, there will never be a day that he's alone. Ever. There will never be a day that you and I are ever alone. Ever. Jesus Christ lives inside of you. So what storm is there in your life right now that's causing you to be afraid? All you got to do is be still. Remember who lives inside of you. Call out to him as the apostles did. And then this God who lives inside of you can then prove that he is God by saying, quiet, be still. He can deal with the storm in your life. But will you let him? Will you cry out to him? He lives within you. Let him calm whatever storm you're dealing with now. Quiet. Be still. He is God. You and I have nothing to be afraid of. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.